The Carmen and Yurko podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
This is Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000.
Broadcasting live from the old National Bank State Street Studio. This is WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Welcome back to Heisman's in Naperville for Football Friday.
This is ESPN Chicago.
Chicago's home for sports.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
Yurko's going to give you his keys in about 15 minutes. We're going to have Mike North's bonus play later this hour. New episode of The Odds Couple is available on the ESPN Chicago app, so you can download it there and check it out for week 3 in the NFL, week 4 in the college slate. We're back to getting some good games in the college slate, too. You know, like those, after the opener, weeks 2 and 3 a lot of times can be like,
Yeah, I agree.
Some clunkers. I mean, there were some good games last week. The App State finish was incredible against Troy. Some good individual performances, like out of, in the Pac-12 out of Washington and out of Oregon and stuff like that. But we're getting some good games this weekend, including Tennessee and Florida and Wake and Clemson. So Mike and I covered a lot of those games. Check it out at the ESPN Chicago app. We are live at Heisman's with Keeper's Heart Irish American Whiskey. It is a Football Friday. Remember tonight, I didn't understand to say tonight, late afternoon, early evening, right after I leave here, I'm going to head up to Palatine, 5 to 7. I'll be pub crawling through downtown Palatine with White Claw because we are qualifying people for one of the two Dallas trips we have to give away. We're going Halloween weekend, the weekend of the 28th, week 8 in the NFL to see our beloved take on the boys. So we're going to be broadcasting live that Friday, and we're going to go to the game, and Yurko and Peg are going to be doing post-game live in Dallas. And two lucky listeners are going to join us, qualify on the air this week and next, and then I'm going to be doing a pub crawl in Palatine between 5 and 7. So come by and see us at each bar. You'll have a chance to qualify. JL's Sports Bar, TJ O'Brien's, and then Lamplighter. And then Bleck and Abdallah will be doing the exact same thing through Wrigleyville, watching games on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
You can hang with the guys at Old Crow, at Sluggers, at Deuces. They're going to wrap it there between noon and 2. You can go hang with Bleck and Abdallah, watch football, and try to qualify that way. So pretty awesome trip, and again, yeah, Only a couple of listeners are going to win. So
we've done it before. We took listeners before. We had a fantastic time down there.
On this trip, I mean, that stadium is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm excited to go see it. We were there when it was just in its second year way back in 2010. I can't believe that building's like 13 years old.
Remember when they said nobody can reach it with a punt, nobody can do it with everybody.
Oh, it happened last week.
Yeah, yes, it did.
And it's just a dead ball, right?
It should be a dead ball.
They re-kick it, I think.
They said there wasn't enough evidence. Are you serious? It hit it and came straight down.
No, yeah.
What type of evidence do you need? Are you people morons?
Yeah.
I mean, do you not understand the trajectory of the kick? I mean, it literally hit it and came straight down.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard for these punters to even hit it. I mean, it happens all the time. That, when it opened, it was pretty state-of-the-art.
Yes, it was.
Those boards now, 13 years later, but there was really nothing quite like it at the time. I mean, it was a marvel, and I remember Yurko and I, we would tell the story in the immediate aftermath of that. We had great seats for that game. I think we were down there with Miller Lightning at the time.
Yeah, we were on the five-yard line.
Oh, they were incredible. We looked at that board the whole game.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't take your eyes off it. It was just so new. It was so crazy. It was pretty remarkable.
Didn't even care about the field.
By the way, you had mentioned you played in the North-South game.
Yeah.
Mike Logan has checked in via text. And you're like, who's Mike Logan? We're in Naperville. Mike Logan's a living legend in Naperville. But he was reminding me that Ryan Furstner and Conrad Gackey, who I went to high school with, we all went to high school together, played in the North-South game. I was unaware.
My brother played 3 years later in it.
Big time, man.
He blocked the punt, returned it for a tutty.
Anybody played in the North-South game? Did he really? He blocked the punt and returned it for a touchdown?
Yeah.
Blocked a punt? Did I say
punt? I hope you said punt.
I hope I said punt.
I prayed it to heavens you did.
What did I say? Abdallah, Black.
I think it was like dunt.
Punt. I don't know what I said. Well, at least it wasn't the other
punt,
thing.
But it was, no, it wasn't
Jesus.
That.
No.
Yeah.
No, it certainly wasn't.
All right, we got to turn that speaker down.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on out there, but if you guys could turn the PA sound, that'd be helpful back here.
Yeah, it's the feedback's brutal. We're sorry. We thought maybe we moved it far enough where we could turn it up. We got to shut it off.
Turn it down on the right a little bit.
No, that one's okay. It's this one. We got to shut that one down.
Yeah.
Just shut it down. Got to unplug it. Yeah, the feedback's bad. We had it fixed for a little while, and then we thought, well, let's turn it up so everybody can hear.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you got to shut that one down.
That's exactly what shut us down just now.
All right,
too.
This is better.
Yeah, no, it was a great All-Star game. And then I played the one down at Normal, Illinois. It was the Shriners game down there.
Yeah.
We had a ball. And that was split by 55.
That's the one you were thinking
south of 55, north of 55, yeah.
So there you go, my man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so week three started last night with the Cleveland Browns bouncing back. I mean, you talk about a team that's kicking itself that should be 3-0. The way they blew last week is remarkable. Still not crazy about them overall. Obviously, they're just trying to get by until Deshaun Watson gets back because you figure their quarterback play will be elevated once he does get back. Nick Chubb's awesome, by the way. But still, like, Cleveland, not overly impressed. It'll be better when the quarterback is there, as controversial as it all is. I'm just talking about from a football standpoint. Mitch was, you know, Mitch was Mitch last night. We're not trying to pile on. You know, 17 points, 17 to 20 points. Like, Mitch is good for that. He's good for 17 to 20.
Yep.
Some throws are great. Sometimes he looks good. First half was good. Second half, not as much.
The over-under on him was 199.
It's the story of Mitch. He went over.
He went over it, thanks to the final drive, right?
It was still like 6.4 yards an attempt.
Yeah.
It's just there's not a lot happening with that offense. You wonder if Tomlin at some point thinks about making a move, if they feel like they're going to be more explosive or better with Kenny Pickett. I want the Bears to be better and more explosive offensively this weekend. There are plays to be made against this Texans defense. If you watch them in the first 2 weeks, you've seen it. It was a tie in week one, but Matt Ryan threw for over 300 yards. Michael Pittman had a huge game. By the way, I think Pittman comes back for the Colts
back?
This weekend. That would be big for
Is that not a must-win victory?
It's without question.
Yeah, you can't go 0-3. You cannot
Well, they'd be 0-2-1. They'd be
yes,
because
0-2-1.
The Colts have a stupid
it
tie.
It feels like 0-3.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
And, you know, and in that division, like, if you're at least 1-1-1, you're feeling better. You don't
right.
want to be 0-2-1.
It doesn't seem like anybody's going to run away with that thing.
Probably not. I would think you're going to get a good effort out of the Colts this weekend, a real good effort.
Where are the Colts at?
They're at home.
And they're against?
The KC against the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting like 6 points, 6.5 points.
Mm, 5.5 yesterday, but it must have jumped up, huh?
I think the Colts is the side in that game. It'd be my little lean just because I think it's their first home game and they know the stakes here. They've got to play well. They really do. They've got to play better. But Andy Reid's had a little extra time to prepare because they played Thursday Night Football in week two. And when he's got extra time, like, man.
That's one of those, Carm, when you're the visiting team and you get there and all of a sudden you're in Indianapolis and it's like, eh. We're in India. That used to be my Buffalo
That's
factor.
Your Buffalo.
You'd get the Buffalo and be like, oh, where the hell are we at? And I'm sure a lot of teams did that when they were in Appleton at the Paper Valley Hotel.
I'm sure they did.
And I can't believe we're an NFL team in Appleton, Wisconsin, you know, doing what we've got to do here.
Fall asleep.
But you get a little bit of that Indianapolis effect, and maybe KC ends up falling asleep because of that. But, I mean, otherwise you'd have to say KC is a decided favorite in
well,
this.
Well, sure. I mean, but
even the defense for the Indianapolis Colts hasn't been able to, you know, save anything they've got going on so far.
Shaq Leonard should play this weekend, though. Yeah. For the first time, it looks like Shaq Leonard's going to be on the field.
This just
makes
sets
a
up,
difference.
Doesn't it set up for a common-sense Indianapolis somehow victory?
I think so.
Somehow victory.
I think so.
Notice I can't give you a definitive road or a way that they're going to end up doing it, but I can give you a somehow victory.
Because they're desperate. I think they're a pretty desperate
yes.
team right
yes.
now. So I do kind of like that angle. And I was saying about the Texans' defense, because we're talking about the Colts lighting them up, even though it was a tie in that first week. You know, they moved the ball. Denver moved the ball. Sutton had a big game. Their problems in Denver right now are the inefficiencies in what they're doing in the red zone. They're 0 for 6.
Yeah, that's not good.
They botched a bunch of stuff in the red zone again.
Professional offense does not go 0 for 6 down in the red
zone.
It's terrible.
But they were moving the ball. You're going to be able to move the ball, especially between the 20s. It's kind of Lovey's thing anyway.
Who did the Chargers have?
You're going to move the ball.
Who did the Chargers have?
The Chargers have your Jayville Jaguars.
Oh, in Jackson.
Who have lost
in
L.A.
Chargers, in L.A., yeah.
The Jacksonville Jaguars have lost. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
18 consecutive road games.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
That's a lot of consecutive
when
road
you're,
games.
When you're a bad team, you lose on the road.
They haven't won since the Raiders were in Oakland. December of 2019 in Oakland was the last time the Jacksonville Jaguars won a road game.
When we're in Green Bay, the one thing we'd say is you got to be undefeated at home, 8-0, right. 7-1, and you got to split your road games, which is 4-4 back
4-4.
Then.
And then you win 11 games.
And then you win 11 games, 11 or 12 games. You're in the playoffs and everybody's happy.
Yeah.
You've got to control things at home and you got to find a way to win it on the road. And winning on the road used to be tougher than it is now.
Not as much anymore.
Okay, not as much anymore, but it used to be tougher. And so that's the next step for Jacksonville. If they're going to be an eight-win team, they're going to be an eight-win team. They got to go 5-3 or 6-2 at home, and then they've got to find a way to win a couple of games on the road.
Look,
I don't know if the Chargers is the place to go ahead and do that.
I don't think so, and especially look.
But maybe they're feeling frisky though.
One hit and Herbert could be knocked out of the game. The
line, I won't play him. He's on my team. I won't play him this week. Oof.
The line indicates Herbert's going to play. Right.
Yep.
I mean, it's been posted.
Yep.
It's been about a touchdown for a week now. Like. I think he's going to play, and you know, we talked about this earlier in the week. I've had that injury. It's brutal. I couldn't imagine playing in an NFL game with it, but I'm not an NFL player. But these guys are tough,
right.
And Yurko will tell you, like, there's just a mental toughness that you got to have. He's going to suck it up, I'm sure, and go out and play. But I promise you, he is in pain. It could affect him as the game goes on. You could constantly be worried about getting hit. Because you don't have to get hit for that injury to hurt. Anything you do hurts.
Is it Eckler just there, or they've got a little bit of a combo deal?
Well, they've got
Eckler,
and then who's the other kid?
They do have a little bit of a combo deal.
Oh, Josh Palmer's the wide receiver. Who's the...
Keenan Allen, I think, is supposed to come back.
I'm talking about the other running back.
Right, we're talking about another running back.
Isaiah Spiller's the other running back, too.
The only thing I'll give you is I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of Eckler. A lot of handing the ball off.
That's interesting. A lot of short passes.
I think that's what you're going to see, trying to protect him a little bit. You don't want him to take a big wallop, all of a sudden get down on the side and feel that thing. The minute he feels it, no matter what they did to mask it,
brutal.
It's going to be over because he's not going to be able to do anything again. So
it's just brutal.
Just be cautious for anybody. I've already gone with a backup, even if it's Jared Goff.
Really?
I'm going with Jared
Goff.
Hey,
Goff's been good. You got to give him credit.
Most of the time, the quarterbacks are all identical anyway. Yeah, you know, you got the weird thing where one quarterback throws for 50 touchdowns in a year.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have that, but it could be any of five.
But most of your good ones are between like 30 and 40.
Any of the five. At the end of the year, you look at them, and over the course of a 17-game season, what are you really separating them by? 1 point per game?
Yeah.
2 points per game? Really? So at the end of the year, it doesn't really make a difference. That's why I'm saying I can, if not 100% healthy, worry about losing the guy in the first quarter where he's only got, you know, whatever. This might be a time to go ahead and just move to a backup just for, you know, just to make sure you're going to get a complete game.
I want to see Fields get better. It's obviously the whole point of the season. Wins and losses don't matter as much. I mean, it's great to win, of course. Don't get me wrong. But it's just we know what the Bears are doing. We know the Bears are rebuilding. They've got a totally new regime. They've got all this dead money this year, and then they're totally free next year. Like, we see the plan. And wins and losses aren't as important to me as Justin Fields just flat out getting better. And he needs to get better. And last week wasn't very good. First week's hard to judge. I get it. It was one of the craziest weather games you're going to see an NFL game played in. I understand. Last week was bad. The second quarter was atrocious. And a lot of that is on Justin Fields. I'm sorry. And I just want to see him get better. It's what I'm looking forward to this week. I think you have a good chance to maybe get some confidence against this Texans defense. So, and really over the next couple of weeks, like,
you want to see a competent passing offense. That's what you want to see. You're not asking for much.
I'm not. I'm really not.
You're not looking for some broken play where a guy's running 35 yards wide open. That's not what you're looking for. You'll take it. I'll take that, Carm.
But that's just a broken play, right?
If they want to break down their coverage and we got guys running wide open, I will take it every single day.
Yeah.
But, man, I'd love to see him drop back and just fire the ball on rhythm where it needs to be in tight spaces.
And know where to go.
In tight spaces.
Look and see, yes.
Yeah, even be willing to make the throw in tight spaces.
Yeah.
Put it to where your receiver can catch it, throw him open, do what you need to do. That's what I want to see.
So how do the Bears get a win against the Texans? Yurko's going to tell you next when he gives you the keys to the game. We are live at Heisman's downtown Naperville for a Football Friday. Got a great crowd building. Come by and see us. Food's great. We got a bunch of Keeper's Heart, Irish American whiskey. Come by and taste some. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Welcome to Football Friday. Brought to you by Keeper's Heart Irish American Whiskey and Alta Equipment. It's the Carmen and Yurko Show live from Heisman's in Naperville for Football Friday on ESPN Chicago.
All right, good kid. It's the time that we've all been waiting for. We wait with bated breath each and every week. And it's a Football Friday. And it's time to get Yurko's keys to the game. for week three, the Bears and the Texans. The Bears are hanging around as about a 2.5-point favorite. There hasn't been much of a line movement here. This is what the look-ahead line looked like in most places, 2.5, 3, one of just two games in which the Bears were a favorite in the preseason, when the preseason lines came out. Total has dipped now down below 40. It's now 39.5. Nobody trusts these defenses too much. I'm pretty sure the weather's going to be good this weekend. I'm going to double-check that because somebody had walked up and said, no, they heard maybe a little rain.
Yeah, but a little bit of rain. There's no big systems really crashing through the Midwest right now.
Okay.
With the cool temperatures, it's taken that line where it's hot and where it's cool. You know what I'm saying? The upper air, the lower air pressures. Yeah, that's been taken south of us.
70 and partly cloudy. Yeah, I don't think that's going to be okay.
I don't think it's going to be much of a problem for us here in the Midwest.
All right, so, Yurko, I ask you, as the Bears take on Lovie and the Texans, what are the keys to the game?
Carmen, I'm glad you asked. Okay? I'm glad you asked.
Any sound effects?
What are the keys to the game?
Where are sound effects?
Wait, they may have played. Hold up. Do you guys forget how to do the bit? Yurko has to ask for the first key, and then he has to say, wait, what are you guys doing back there?
Key number one.
Yeah, key number one.
No, but the music usually starts. I didn't hear the music.
We've been playing the music the entire time.
Oh, I can't hear it. I don't know. Maybe it's just a... I don't know. I can't hear. There's a lot of people. It's packed.
How much are you guys drinking out there?
What? I can't hear.
We got the keeper's heart going. Let's go.
10 man.
Jake can't hear the music either.
Yeah. There you go. That's too loud now.
Should we vote? Do we want to listen to the music?
Well, listen, we also have a bigger issue. Carmen has a hearing problem.
I don't know why.
Yeah, you have a hearing problem.
I couldn't hear the music. I'm sorry. All right, Chris.
Carmen, I'm glad you asked. Key number one.
There it is.
Third downs. That's right. Third downs. The Bears got to be better on third downs. Defensively, they've got to find a way to get themselves off the field to get the offense back the ball. And the offense, for the love of God and everything that's holy, the problem is it's three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out. We need to be a whole lot better on third downs. And maybe we need to be better offensively on first and second so we stay the hell out of third down situations.
Can I interject one thing?
Please, first of all,
I love your philosophy there. That's why passing on first down is a good idea. Keep yourself in second, third, and short if you're successful passing the ball. I want to interject real quick because I think that's a great place to start.
You got a statistic.
Yurko, the Texans were 2 for 13 on third down last week. The Bears were 1 of 7 versus the Packers. Both teams are in the bottom 6 in third down percentage in the NFL this year. They're below 30%, both of them. So I think that's a great place that you started. Got to be better on third down.
Key number two, the defensive line I rate highly. And let's face it, the heart of any football team is the defensive line. It's usually the O-line and the D-line. The defensive line played one of the poorest games I've seen the defensive line for the Chicago Bears play in a long time. I was really disappointed in it. And it's not that it's not fixable, and it's not that it's got to do with the lack of talent or anything. It's just that you guys have bought into whatever principles he wants you to have,
right. And
you guys are running yourselves out of position. So everybody's got to take a deep breath. Don't go anywhere fast. Take control of the offensive lineman in front of you and start making plays from there. That's what you need. That's what we're looking for. Key number three. I say it everywhere. Takeaways are important, right?
Yes.
You know, don't turn the ball over.
Sure.
The takeaways are important. But it's got to be key takeaways in key situations. It can't be a late interception or you fell on the ball in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left in the clock and the game's already been decided. That's not what we're looking for. What we're looking for is key interceptions and key fumble recoveries. And when you get a chance to strip the quarterback the way Quinn did last week,
right,
when he came off the corner, he ducked it, he exploded into the running back, the right arm of the quarterback's all the way out here, and all of a sudden you don't think about getting to the point of the football or breaking the elbow, Carm. When I say break the elbow, I mean come down across the elbow. He hit him up here in the tricep-bicep area, which doesn't cause a whiplash effect. It doesn't cause a hyperextension of the elbow, which might loosen the ball up, all right? It's key plays like that when you're in a position to really create chaos that you don't make chaos. It's a missed opportunity for the Bears defense.
So,
yes, you get the sack, Robert Quinn, but there was a chance and an opportunity to create some real chaos.
So there's kind of, real quick on that, Bill, before you get to your next key.
Yep.
That's interesting. And you were an interior defensive lineman. I wouldn't imagine you found yourselves in a lot of opportunities not coming off the edge to strip sack. Like, defensive tackles aren't going to have a lot of strip sacks if you're not coming off the edge. But, like, is there an art to that? Or is that just, like,
Like, what is it?
Well, I mean, some would tell you Lawrence Taylor had it down.
Well, and he was unbelievable at it.
Richard Dent was phenomenal at it. Also.
Julius Peppers was great at it.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Great at it. Yes. So there is a little bit of an art and some technique to that, like knowing how to get that ball out.
Yes. There is an art and a technique, and some guys can do it very well, and some guys practice it to the point where it's almost second nature for them when they get there. Key number four. Now that Carmen and Tommy Waddle have broken down the all 22 and they've said, hey, we've got receivers over.
Yeah, open.
Yeah. What do we need now? We need better quarterback play.
Yes.
Number one. Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Okay? He's the guy that needs to start making it happen.
Right.
The onus is on him. You can't look away from him and say, hey, it's on somebody else.
He's the quarterback.
It's on him. Justin Fields needs to play better, and this is the first week where we sit and we take a look at it. No more excuses, all right? Number one, Fields, you're the guy that's got to go ahead and make this thing happen. And those are the keys to a Bears victory against the Houston Texans at Soldier Field on Sunday.
Now Plex going nuts now.
Oh,
with
that. Yeah.
That's smoking
yeah,
hot.
But I can honestly tell you, too, to defend Carm a little bit. We couldn't hear it.
I'm sorry, Chris. We honestly couldn't. We just couldn't hear the music. Yeah. I apologize.
It's right. That's why Carmen right. demands things.
Great. Hey, Adam.
I didn't know if you guys were adding more to the mixture since I missed the first week of it.
No, you were all over it, buddy. I'm sorry. We just honestly could not hear it. It's loud in here. It's a nice packed house.
Jake's fault. Awesome. Everything's Jake's fault.
Everything's whose fault?
Easy on Jake.
Jake's fault.
No, it's Lynch's fault.
It's Danny Lynch's
fault.
Blame
Lynch.
If you saw Jake's pants, though, I think he'd be happy. It's got a little herringbone
well,
in
I
it.
Tell you, you got
to
be.
It's got a little Alabama love in there, it looks like.
You have to be a young man with confidence to pull off the pants that Jake is
show
wearing.
Show those on Twitch. Stand up.
He looks like they look on your chair.
Go in front of the
right. I mean, he literally looks like. Look at that. Look
I'll
at
tell you
there you go.
See, Jake?
Hold on. Let me move. You got to move the camera,
Jake's
though.
No.
They catch it, Carm. It's a
yeah,
wide
we can
angle.
See
they
that.
Catch it.
Listen,
oh,
I'll
you
tell you
see
guys
it?
This.
All right. Carm, they could see me. They can see you.
All right. Jake's
I mean, I saw those things. Listen, I saw those things when I walked in, and I said, wow.
Jake's a young guy.
I'm telling you. I had a little something like that. I had a little jumper suit like that when I was about 3. My mom dressed me in it, and I see pictures of it every day, and jeez. I want to punch my mom in the mouth sometimes.
Yeah, you got to be a young man with confidence.
But she's my mom, and I love her, so I can't. She had me wearing saddle shoes.
Saddle shoes
with a short suit, with a jacket and a bow tie. My mom dressed me up like that one day.
They made fun of you enough, a young immigrant kid from Croatia.
Yeah, with a big head.
with a gigantic head
walking down the street, and my mom's dressing me up like that, and I wonder why I got psychological problems today.
The crazy thing, too, is I wore these pants like 2.5 weeks ago.
I saw them. I noticed them.
And he didn't notice?
I noticed them today.
Oh. And when Jake wore them the first time. Now
the important thing, Jake, is I noticed them today.
Yurko is never shy to
I'm just a fashionista.
Tell it like it is and fire
I'm a,
away.
I'm a fashionista.
I noticed it a couple weeks ago. I was like, boy, Jake's got some balls wearing pants like that outside the house.
He's also got a pair
ones.
Of
big crusty
guy
could do it.
He's got a pair of red checkered pants that I think I bought at Hot Topic like 20 years ago.
Hot Topic. I love it. Adam, who is our qualifier for the Dallas trip?
Matt Moore. From Bartlett.
Former Dolphin wide receiver.
Matt Moore from Bartlett
is a qualifier. You'll have a chance to qualify on the air with us every day next week, and then we'll pick a winner. You've got a pub crawl tonight with me in Palatine at TJ O'Brien's, JL's Pizza and Pub and Lamplighter in downtown Palatine. I'm going to be qualifying someone at each bar, and then Bleck and Abdallah will qualify people at Sluggers, Old Crow Smokehouse, or Old Crow Smoke Show, as we like to call it, and Deuces in Wrigleyville between noon and 2
right.
on Sunday. So get out, guys. Come see us. Try to qualify for this trip. Thanks to the fine folks at White Claw as we go down for the Week 8 matchup to see our beloved take on the boys in Dallas. And maybe Dak Prescott will be playing. Who knows? The way Jerry's talking, maybe Dak will play.
They always encourage you to drop by Deuces.
No.
And why not? You know, if you can. So my
I've
mom,
heard that a time or two.
My mom, for when I was 5 years old, my mom dressed me in a purple velveteen vest.
A purple velvet.
What can only be described as like a disco shirt with stripes and design.
Wow.
And
can we get a picture of
the last time we saw a picture of that vest, there was a unicorn on the back of it. It was like a velveteen unicorn
awesome.
On there. Or a picture of Elvis.
This is completely
I mean,
awesome.
I looked at my mom, you know, when I look at some of my kids' pictures, and I say, you must have hated me.
Well, they didn't know any better.
You must have hated me to dress me the way you dressed me.
No, she didn't hate you.
Wonder why I got psychological problems.
Yeah, well, that's why.
Yeah?
At what point do you feel like...
I'll bring those pictures in, too.
At what point do you feel like when you're a kid, when do you get to the age where it's like, stop picking out my clothes. I'm just going to dress myself. Buy me some
sixth
stuff
grade.
And I'll dress myself.
Sixth grade. When we demanded the Starsky and Hutch blue tennis shoes with the white stripes, not quite Adidas, but the white stripes. They could have been Adidas. Mm. That's when my mom said, kids, if you want them, we're going to have them. We got no money.
Nice.
So my mom went to Venture and switched to Tags.
Venture. Remember Venture?
They went from $14.99 to $3.99, and my mom confessed to the fact that she robbed Venture back then.
Wow.
She goes, but you kids wanted it. For you kids, I'll steal.
Boy, Venture was
that's when she knew. That's when we knew she loved us, because she's willing to steal for us, man.
Venture's
I've got a tear in my eye now, Carmi. I'm going to have to take
about
a little
your
bit.
Mom,
I'm beclempt. I'm beclempt right now.
Oh, man. You're bringing up memories of fond times, a simpler time.
Did your mother ever steal for you?
I don't recall my mom ever stealing for us, no.
That's love, Carm.
She loved us, but she
that's
never.
Love.
I don't think she ever stole for us.
My mom stole from us. Yeah.
312-332-3776. Ring us up. You want to talk Bears? You got a question for the good kid about week 3 in the NFL, Bears-Texans. Anything you want. We'll get Mike North's bonus play coming up in about 15 minutes or so. And we are live having a great time at Heisman's downtown Naperville with Keeper's Heart Irish American Whiskey. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Football Friday. It's the Carmen and Yurko Show live from Heisman's in Naperville. We're on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Alrighty, we are back. Carmen and Yurko back for the end. Bear down, Chicago Bears. We've got some general chaos here is what we've got. We got a lot of Bears fans coming in right now. I don't know what we're doing here.
I literally go to the restroom like,
well, listen, we're talking to people. Got an appetite for football and 29-degree ice-cold beer? Well, there's one place to satisfy your craving. It's the Ultimate Sports Lodge, of course. It's Twin Peaks, the best place for game day, with 360 degrees of huge TVs, made-from-scratch food bursting out of that kitchen, and delicious cold beer. Twin Peaks, eat, streaks, scenic views.
Oh, we're already back. You missed
it. Yeah, Carm.
I missed that.
All over the place here.
I didn't know that.
Break. We played music. Yeah. You guys were supposed to read the read.
We
you guys weren't there.
Crowd.
There was like
I don't know what
15
to tell you.
Seconds of music, and then we played the sounder.
You guys segment now.
And then,
yeah, Bears
by the
conversation.
Way,
let's go.
You will be happy to know, and this is no
and
joke.
Yurko's gone, it looks like.
You will be happy to know, at the very least, for me missing the read and being late to return from break, I was talking to Steve, one of our great fans.
Yes.
Shout
and
out
you
Steve.
You want to know what Steve said?
There's
how much
there.
He loves Black and Abdallah.
Yeah, oh, that's
okay.
Steve.
So now you don't mind that I was late,
that's
do
right.
you?
That's right there.
Yeah, see, yeah. That's,
all right.
That's what everybody's been telling us, how much they love you here.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it, boys. And I couldn't break away because he loves you guys.
And then he goes, we're back. Cantu goes to me, we're back. Well, and I just picked it up and I said, all right, here we go.
Jake did tell me, he was going to the bathroom. He said, hey, you got to read at the end of the break. And I thought we had a few more minutes. I was
no, it's okay.
My,
do you guys want some breaking news?
Jen
let's move on.
And her husband
let's move
Steve.
On. Let's move
right,
on.
We'll move on.
Do you guys
I
want some breaking news?
Yeah, let's. We got breaking news?
News
for real?
No, I mean, we're not going to play the sound or anything.
Okay, what do we got?
So are you aware of what is happening, what happened last night with the NFL?
What happened? I couldn't rewind again on Amazon.
It's
I
not
know
Amazon
that.
Related.
The Steelers lost. What happened last night in the NFL?
So last night at midnight Eastern, the NFL released a statement that it will no longer be the Pepsi halftime show. It will be the Apple Music halftime show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And
yes,
that now frees up because of her contract with Coca-Cola. That frees up Taylor Swift to now play. And people believe that because her new album is called Midnights or whatever it's called, that now and now three sources close to Variety have confirmed that Taylor Swift will be playing the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show.
Is that right? So yes. have they been angling for that for a while,
they've
guys?
They've wanted Taylor Swift to do it for years.
But she couldn't because she's got an exclusive contract with Coca-Cola?
Yeah, and like she doesn't like the whole I have to pay you like all these rights and all this kind of stuff.
That, yeah.
No.
I don't blame her. I got to be honest.
Well, right, but if it's Pepsi's halftime show, you're never going to get a Coca-Cola person to do the Pepsi halftime show. That it's Apple, then now she's eligible to do it, and it sounds like she is going to do it. I've seen her in concert. Have you?
No.
You two guys, you've seen her in concert?
Yeah, I have. She's
great. I like Taylor Swift. See, I like her very much.
She's all right. I mean, I liked her old stuff better than I like her new stuff.
This will be the highest rated Super Bowl halftime show ever.
You know, because there will be the like my daughter's 18.
Yeah.
And she went and saw her, and it's like that whole group right there.
But because, like, Adam, you saying that just proves the point why she should hold her ground and be like, why would I pay you? Like, listen, I get that the NFL is in the sporting world, is king in this country. And, you know, on regular television, broadcast television, cable television, like, nothing does better than the NFL. I get all that. Like, it is a powerhouse. It is a juggernaut. With that said, two-thirds of the country still will not watch the Super Bowl. Two-thirds.
Right.
I mean, like, Taylor Swift is so much bigger than the NFL. It's not even funny. Like, if I were Taylor Swift, I'd be like, no, I'm not paying you to perform
at
your Super Bowl.
Nobody ever used to pay to play. But it used to be everybody would jostle to be able to do the halftime show because it would help promote what they've got going on.
Yeah, like
as part of the promotions, they put a dollar amount on it.
Yeah, like The Weeknd put in $1 million of his own dollars because he wanted like extra stuff during the halftime show. And then the rule, I don't know if it's still the rule now, but in the contract, it was that you had to give out a certain percentage of your sales from your records and your tour,
right.
Because they believed that playing the Super Bowl was boosting
other way around, Adam, and you know it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it just is.
Absolutely.
It's the other way. They've got a lot of hubris, and I get it because they are the NFL, but you got to be kidding me. I mean, it's silliness. Let's do our cover five. You guys want to talk about what we got, what we like in the cover five? Uh-oh, I got to log in. How come I'm logged out?
And it automatically logged you out.
Wait, say that again?
There was an update to the app, so if you don't have that, update your app. And
so
then,
it automatically logs you out?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I remember my games anyway, but you guys realize I'm in 11th place in the cover five?
Damn.
No, I don't think it'll last. Chris is just back because Chris was on his European vacation with Autumn for a couple of weeks. So, he's going to jump in and play some cover five with us. We encourage everybody. You can win weekly cash prizes, and then there's the year-long prize of $1,000. But there's also a $100 weekly cash prize and a $100 Pride Store gas card. It's pretty great. The best thing is it's free to play. Cover five is free. You're not risking anything. Just kind of have fun. Test your handicapping. We got about 1,100 people playing the CJ22 contest with us. So make sure you hop in and play cover five with us. Abdallah, what do you like for cover five this week?
I am going with the Bengals beating the Jets. Something about 0-2 teams are great against the spread in week three for some reason. They hit like 65% of the time.
Well, and I think the Bengals are pretty desperate to go at 0-2, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I'm going with the Chiefs. I think the Colts are that bad.
Ooh, so you're on the other side of us with that one.
Yeah,
okay.
I am. I like the Panthers to cover against New Orleans.
I like that one, too.
I heard what Furman said yesterday. I believe that as well,
I'm with
the Panthers. I like the Rams. I think the Cardinals are bad. They got lucky last week, so I'm going to go with the Rams this weekend. And then I like the 49ers against Denver. I'm just fading Denver as much as possible.
Okay. I like a couple of those. I certainly think the Rams are the side, too. I mean, the Kingsbury's been dominated by McVay in that rivalry. Arizona's been terrible at home. They've been terrible covering spreads at home, even though they're an interdivision home dog. Might not make my card, and it's not necessarily in my cover five, but I like Abdallah's thinking on that. I just think the Rams are the better team right now. It was a miracle that the Cardinals even came back and won last week. It may be more of a product of Vegas just taking its foot off the gas a little bit. Black, you got some cover fives you want to throw out there?
I do, and even though I wasn't here the first 2 weeks, I was playing in Europe.
That a boy.
So,
good work, Chris.
Right now, overall standings, I'm 126. I have some work to do, but I am in the group, and I've played the first 2 weeks with you guys.
Well done.
I've got Kansas City minus the 6.5. The Saints minus the 3. I disagree with you guys, Saints and Panthers. Baltimore minus the 3 against the Patriots. Jacksonville, give me the points against the Chargers, the 7. And then I think the Packers beat the Buccaneers, so I'm taking the Packers in that game.
Going big. I like it. All right. Sounds good. I'm going to play Vegas as the road favorite. I think the Titans are bad, guys. I was a fade the Titans guy all offseason pretty much. I know they were the number one seed last year. I just don't like the construction of that team. Your best player on offense can't be a running back in this day and age. I'm sorry. Just can't be. They've lost Taylor Lewan maybe for the year. It's been a little bit nebulous about what exactly is going on with his knee, but I think the fear is that Taylor Lewan might be done for the year. Not a Tannehill guy. No more A.J. Brown.
So I'm going to go ahead and I think, look, Vegas is 0-2, but I think Vegas is the better team. I'm going to lay the two there. I'm going to take the points with Miami at home, intra-division dog against Buffalo. Buffalo's been unbelievable. This could be kind of stupid stepping in front of that freight train, but short week traveling on the road where you're laying points against a division opponent. I don't know. I just, something tells me Miami's the side. And all of those injuries in the defensive backfield for Buffalo could come back to haunt them in a matchup like this where you got to defend Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. It looks like Jordan Poyer probably will play, but Micah Hyde missed practice time. Dane Jackson missed practice time. Tre'Davious White is still on PUP, so he can't play this weekend. I'm opposite Black and Abdallah. I'm going to go ahead and say the Colts are way too desperate to not be able to cover 6.5. I mean, my God. Let's see what you got, Indy. They've been brutal in the first month of the season under Frank Reich, but something tells me they got to play their absolute best, and I think they'll give Kansas City their best this weekend. Might not be enough. We'll see. I'm going to play Atlanta on the road. I just think they're the better team. Seattle's terrible offensively. Their last six quarters have been brutal, and I'm going to play Dallas Monday night against the Giants. I know there's a lot of love for the Giants in the Big Apple. They're very excited, but they were excited early on in the Joe Judge experiment, too. I think Dayball's better than Judge, don't get me wrong, but I don't think I can totally back Danny Dimes and the Giants just yet.
Carmen, do you want a weird stat real quick about your Buffalo and Miami?
Yeah, go ahead.
To go the other way. Going back to last year, the Dolphins are undefeated when the quarterback's last name has an O in it, and they've lost every game when the quarterback's name doesn't have an O in it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, wait a minute, though, but Josh Allen is 7-1 against them. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. So they're going to lose.
Oh, okay, so you're saying when they play. I see what you're saying.
The other way.
Hey, listen, they can lose by 3, and I'm happy.
There you go.
Right? Yeah, that's the key, I guess.
Such a weird stat.
It is a weird stat. Who even did the research on that?
I don't know.
I don't know how you come up with that. That's crazy. You got a.
I've got 5 picks that I had. If you asked me yesterday, I'd be able to roll them off. But now I'm sitting here trying to get an email to get my password down. It's driving me absolutely nuts. And guess who's doing the same thing? Jacob.
We'll get Yurko's cover 5 on Monday.
I mean, it's beyond the point of being ridiculous. It's every week it updates.
Well, I know.
What the hell are we doing?
They do update a lot.
You got 78 of these things with 78 passwords. You got to remember 78 ways you signed up.
It's a pain in the ass.
Come on. I mean, what are we doing?
All right. Well, Mike North bonus plays coming up next. Crosstalk coming up at 2 o'clock with Waddle and Sylvie. We're live at Heisman's. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Heisman's in Naperville for Football Friday.
This is ESPN Chicago.
Chicago's home for sports.
It's great to be out on another Football Friday. Folks, we got a bunch of these. Stay tuned. I don't think we're back in the studio for like another month.
I hope not.
We got a bunch of Football Fridays.
I like the studio, but we like to get out on Fridays during the football season.
During the fall and early winter.
Get silly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're still up and running on Twitch. You can join the chat there. You can watch the show, twitch.tv. Download the app, search ESPN 1000 Chicago. Let's get the bonus play. Mike North joins us each and every week at this time for a little bonus action. Latest episode of The Odds Couple is smoking hot. It's ready and waiting. Go download and listen now on the ESPN Chicago app. You'll get the encore replay tomorrow morning starting at 8. Follow Mike on Twitter. He's at North to North. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
The leaves are falling. I mean, it's fall. It's football, like you said. You guys are out on remote. Good to talk to you, Yerk. How are you, my friend?
All the leaves are brown, Mike. All the leaves are brown.
The sky is gray.
Yeah, 100%.
And, man, I like them. They were good.
I love it.
Well, there's still one left. Anyway, let's get down to business, okay? You know, last week I had Carolina. I had a pretty decent week on the year, not so good. And then on the Odds Couple, I took Georgia Tech, which is like, you know, what's wrong with you now after you look at what happened with that program? So I'm going to bounce back. I'm taking college for the bonus plays. I got 2 games for everybody.
Nice.
Make sure you get your pencils and scorecards ready. You know, I know Jimbo Fisher's been taking some heat, and I know Arkansas is number 10 and A&M's number 23, but I think Arkansas gets its first loss against A&M at -1.5 in this game. I just think that, you know, going down there to College Station, facing a hostile crowd, Arkansas has been outstanding. They got a quick offense. I just think Fisher's heard the criticism. I think the players will be ready. So my first game is going to be Texas A&M -1.5, okay?
Sounds good. Like it. Okay.
All right. And then my last one is, you know, somebody asked me the other day, what do you do that's dangerous? I go, well, I try to stay up on Saturdays past until about midnight to watch West Coast football. You know what I mean? They go, wow. Yeah, we got a little stamp plus 13 and a half now. You know, I know everybody tries to say Shaw does this, Shaw does that. Look, I'm not that happy with this pick. I don't know anything about it. I mean, when a tree's your mascot, how good can you be? But I am going to take Stanford against a very good Washington team. Stanford's had some time off. They're 1-1. Washington, very good team,
very
at 3-0. So I'm going to take the dog there and the favorite at Texas A&M, guys.
I like it, and I like the Stanford angle, too, just after Washington played so well last week. We'll see if they can back it up, and I'm sure it's a game that they're going to win when it's all said and done, but it's a big number to cover. Mike, great stuff. Thanks as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds like you got a great crowd out there.
Great
crowd. Guys.
It's been great. Thanks, Mikey. There's Mike North at North to North. Yurko finally got into his cover five.
Yes,
so
I did.
You can go ahead and tell us what you like, buddy.
I am going to, as soon as it comes up, Indianapolis plus 6.5, right?
Yeah, I'm with you on Indy. I'm going to play. We're blacking a dollar on the Chiefs. Excuse me. I do like the side here with the Colts. I just think they've got to be the more desperate team this week, and I think they
can keep it
a field goal game.
Detroit plus the 6.
Okay, I'm probably a little bit more Viking side on that, but not a game I'm playing. But all right.
I like what you said when you saw the Detroit Lions. Can they run the ball?
Detroit's got a line and an offense, man.
Jacks plus the 7.
Yeah, Black likes that one with you.
Green Bay plus the 2.5 at Tampa.
Got it.
And then Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Going to Seattle, getting 2 points. So
I think Atlanta's an outright winner.
I'm getting 24 points in those 5. So all I need is a couple of victories in there. I'm feeling good about myself.
Yeah, that'd be good. Atlanta stayed out there after playing in L.A., so they're acclimated to the time at this point. I just think they're the better team. I know they're 0-2. They really know. They find ways to lose close games, which is a little scary. I bet them on the money line at even money. We'll see. They might go off as a favorite in that game, to be honest.
We don't know.
It's been trending in that direction.
We don't know. I like to think I got it locked in at the number, though.
You probably did. There are 9 as of now, and there might be 2 more before Sunday's kicks. There are 9 home dogs this week.
Boy,
9. There are 4 intra-division home dogs.
Tough in the first 2 weeks. Who do you take in your survivor pool this week?
See, I don't do survivor pools.
Imagine if you took Kansas City and someone.
I talked to
a guy. Six undefeated teams.
I talked to a guy who had Cleveland last week. Can you imagine?
Oh, boy.
Getting knocked out in week 2 with Cleveland. Way they had that game won.
I've got guys that take 200 of these things at 25 a pop. Wow. And try to ride the season out.
It's so hard.
And, they're splitting their games. In the first week, that you end up losing half of your 200. Gone. Now you got 100 left. That's nuts.
We used to do it as on the show. We had a couple contests with listeners over the years, just various things that we've done during
week
the football
6.
Season.
Week 6, we had a winner.
I don't think I've ever made it past week 8 or week 10 or anything. I've never come close to winning one, and I stopped doing them years ago.
I had a buddy split the pot last year with another guy.
Man.
The 2s of them.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Because goofy things happen. Like if you had if you had the Browns, you were.
Right.
That game's over, and if Nick Chubb goes down, that game is over.
And if you had any faith in Indianapolis whatsoever, you thought, okay, Indy's the team.
Man.
Yeah, good luck.
Boy, who's going to win that division? What a crappy division that is.
Yep.
Right? Jacksonville's on top, the only team with a win,
9-7-1.
You could see getting 8-9 wins. Eight wins win that division?
Could be 8-8-1. I mean, we've seen that before.
That is just absolutely brutal. All right, coming up, we're going to crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie. We'll see what the boys have on tap.
Great.
Friday.
They're
back at the shop today.
They're back at the shop. They've been busy.
When we wrap up, I'm going to head up to Palatine. Don't forget about the pub crawl tonight with White Claw, as I'll be qualifying people at 3 great places at downtown Palatine for our trip to Dallas to see the Beloved in October. I'm going to be at JL's Pizza and Pub.
Beautiful.
We'll be at T.J. O'Brien's and Lamplighter between 5 and 7 tonight. But Crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie is coming up next. We're back in 2 minutes. Mike Tomlin, the great Mike Tomlin, has the final word, brought to you as always by Wendy's.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word. Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth. Today's final word.
You had to have the last word.
On Carmen and Yurko.
I'm not in that mindset. I'm interested in reviewing this tape and looking at the totality of it and figuring out how we collectively get better. So the answer to that question is definitively no.